Elizabeth Warren joins protesters near the WH, Trump imposing violence on our people. By Hannah Blow on June 2, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and her husband were spotted at a protest near the White House Tuesday evening, where she stated that President Trump is imposing violence on our people. Warren joined protesters the day after Trump effectively relieved D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, D., of command of law enforcement by dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers throughout the city to restore law and order. Video shows the former presidential candidate donning a mask and joining the demonstrators. A man can be heard asking Warren, "Why does Trump got the military out here?" "Because he's wrong," Warren responded, adding that he is imposing violence on our people. "People are here to protest peacefully," she claimed, briefly touching her face as she turned to the other direction. Another video shows protesters walking with Warren, who appears unconcerned about abiding by social distancing guidelines. Warren's claim about peaceful protests follows days of violence in the city, which resulted in damage to St. John's Episcopal Church and the vandalization of beloved memorials in the nation's capital. During the past 4 days of demonstrations, 51 members of the U.S. Park Police, USPP, were injured, 11 were transported to the hospital and released, and 3 were admitted, per a statement from USPP Acting Chief Gregory T. Monahan. Monahan also quashed the claims of unnecessary force used against protesters prior to Trump's Monday visit to the historic church, revealing that protesters threw bricks, frozen water bottles, and caustic liquids and climbed onto a historic building at the north end of Lafayette Park that was destroyed by arson days prior. He also revealed that intelligence had revealed calls for violence against the police, and officers found caches of glass bottles, baseball bats and metal poles hidden along the street. That was enough to warrant action, but despite the dominating narrative, such action did not include the use of tear gas. Monahan added, to curtail the violence that was underway, the USPP, following established policy, issued 3 warnings over a loudspeaker to alert demonstrators on H Street to evacuate the area. Horse-mounted patrol, civil disturbance units and additional personnel were used to clear the area. As many of the protesters became more combative, continued to throw projectiles, and attempted to grab officers' weapons, officers then employed the use of smoke canisters and pepper balls. No tear gas was used by USPP officers or other assisting law enforcement partners to close the area at Lafayette Park. Subsequently, the fence was installed. DC's curfew went into effect for the second night in a row at 7 p.m. EST.